version is that? Do you know? That's King James? Okay. What do you have, Mimi?
I have the NIV.
The NIV, the non-inspired version.
Crying.
I told her about it, so she's not offended.
Okay, cool, cool. What do you have, Vernon? You're in the car.
King James.
Okay, King James. Pastor Rita.
New Living Translation.
New Living, and the NLT. Okay, that's
the
cool.
NLT. The NLT.
English Standard Version.
English Standard? Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to, since most of you have the KJV, and I have the parallel Bible. I have the King James and the Amplified Version together. Okay?
I got that on my phone. Amen.
But I'm going to read out of the King James, and I'm going to transition into the Amplified, because I like what the Amplified Bible does. It expands.
Amen.
On what the King James has, okay? Mm-hmm. But we're talking about what? Pneumatology?
Pneumatology.
And what did we say pneuma was?
Spirit.
Pneuma is the Greek word for spirit. We say ology means what?
The study of.
Okay.
I love my classmates. Y'all are awesome.
All right.
Everybody got their notes from last week.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute.
I'm hungry students now.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, go for
it. Look what it says. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 1. Says, follow after what your Bible says, charity.
Charity.
Yes.
Okay. Charity is love in action. Mm-hmm. Okay. Charity. So it's love in action. In essence, charity has to be seen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is Corinthians?
14, verse number 1.
Come on, mama.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
Now, the Amplified Version of that, in the first verse, it reads thusly. Eagerly pursue. Mm-hmm. Eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Make it your aim, your great quest. You know what the aim is?
A target.
Target. Make it your aim. It's like that crosshair that you have in that gun. You used to line things up horizontally and vertically. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to aim at something. Put it in the center of that crosshair. That means you're going to hit it every time.
Amen.
So it says, make it your aim, your great quest, and earnestly desire, check this out, and cultivate the spiritual endowments or gifts, especially that you may prophesy, which is to interpret the divine will and purpose and inspire preaching and teaching.
Amen. Yeah.
So, God desires his children who are spirits. So, I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Encased in this human flesh is your spirit, which looks just like you. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
But that's your power center.
Right.
Do you follow that?
Yes, mm-hmm. Sir.
Your ability to function in the natural world and identify the spiritual realm that affects the natural world is predicated upon how closely tied to your spirit you are. Because your spirit shows you what your flesh cannot perceive.
Right.
Okay? Your spirit identifies what your flesh cannot perceive. And what is perceived?
No.
Was that just?
Oh, I was going
to
say, see.
To see, absolutely. Huh? And when we're trying to see with our natural expression, we fall into the realm of failure. Mm-hmm. Because 1 Corinthians says that we walk by faith and not by sight. What is he saying? Natural sight cannot lead us to the place that God will have us to be.
True.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a dichotomy. You know, dichotomy. Dichotomy is two things. Right? You have the ability to walk in the realm of the Spirit now that you're saved. But the problem is, you're so accustomed to walking in this realm.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
other realm is hard to navigate. Because it's causing you to put in a set of skills or put in a set of muscles that you have not ever used. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I had my Achilles tendon severed, I had to get it repaired. Man, those you gotta try to engage and employ different muscles that you didn't engage before, because guess what? You can't move this. So now God is trying to teach you how to be less reliant on your five senses and be more reliant on the spirit, which is your sixth sense, seventh sense, eighth sense. Takes you to places, boom, you could have never fathomed anyway, any other way. Do you see me?
Amen.
Do you feel me? Are you tracking with me?
Amen.
But it only comes as you're in hot pursuit of what the Father's trying to communicate to you. See, when I was in the Baptist church, we never talked about Holy Spirit. And we were told not to go to them holy rollers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd be flying off chandeliers. I was like, and guess what? That just piqued my curiosity. I wanted to go more. You follow me? I wanted to go, because let's be frank, it was kind of boring where I was. Do you follow me? Even when we were in the world, say in the world,
mm-hmm.
You didn't want to go to no boring party.
True.
Do you follow me? You wanted to go somewhere that was at least live, more live than you were.
Okay.
You follow me? You follow that, right? So I'm hungering for what?
For more. Yeah.
But when I started reading, I recognized that it was more.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to find someone who could take me further than the people I'm with. Because I can't receive from them because they don't know any more than me.
True.
Do you follow me?
Right.
So now I'm trying. It's not like I'm trying to run away or disassociate myself with them. I'm simply trying to know more.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And when you're looking for more, there's going to be a natural progression to leave what you once had.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Has nothing to be about rejection. It's not a personal thing. It is personal in this regard. You're seeking for more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you're trying to hurt anyone. You're just pursuing that which is absolutely pursuing you.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Amen.
So I started reading the Bible for myself. And I started reading about this person called Holy Spirit, and I came to recognize that that thing that I was defining as an it in my life was Holy Spirit all the time trying to pull me closer to Him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's working behind the scenes. That which I could not see was working on me to make His reality a reality for me.
Right.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And it started simply by reading. Remember what I told you. God creates an appetite that wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I start reading the Bible in particular about the Holy Spirit, He created an appetite for me that wasn't there. Are you tracking with me?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So it's the reading. When you read this, now you want more. So, Vernon, that's why I started buying my Greek and Hebrew. Because now I recognize that this is put in an English format, but it came from a Greek and a Hebrew format.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to know more about it, I've got to find the words that gives me more influence, or should I say, gives me more definitive ideas and understanding of what this guy, of what this personality actually is. And then God starts to put people in my life who can add to what I am learning.
Amen. Amen.
So I went from one church to another church because the Holy Spirit says, this is where I'm going to place you so I can teach you what you're hungering for.
Good. Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
And when He takes you to that place, the miraculous thing was, I would be studying something. Then I would come to Bible study or I would come to Sunday church service, and the pastor would be teaching exactly what I've been reading.
Amen.
And gives me elevation, revelation on exactly what I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
So Holy Spirit will begin to lead you, connect you, bring you into a situation where you can begin to grow and learn about him. Because that's why Jesus left him, so that you can develop a relationship with him. And like Jesus, he can begin to take you on your individual journey of expression, exploration, and growth that God has foreordained from the foundation of the earth.
Amen.
Are you tracking with me?
Yes.
Okay. Verse number 2 says, for he that speaketh in an unknown what?
Tongue.
Speaketh not unto who?
Not to people, not unto but
men.
To God.
Say personal.
Personal.
So say what? See, there's two types of tongues. Say personal development.
Personal development.
Mm-hmm. And the second is for others' development.
Others' development.
Uh-huh. Or others' revelation. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So once God starts to bring you into a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, as you begin to grow in him, your impact will go beyond you.
Amen.
Now you will begin to affect others. Why? Because now your union is stronger and you're recognizing that though he's developing you, your development is not necessarily for you alone. Yes, it's for you, but it is an expansion of you to reach those who are in your territory and spheres of influence.
Mm-hmm.
When Pastor Reed and I left one church, guess, others start following us. They were hungry for the same thing we were. But now God has put individuals in their lives who can feed them. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me? What they were hungering for. People are watching. God has always placed you in a sphere of influence. All of you have a sphere of influence.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, oh, yes, sir.
And as you grow and are lifted up, because they admire you for whatever reason, as you go, they will go.
As you go, they will go.
You follow that? And that which is not like God, guess what? They'll pull away from you.
True.
Do you follow me? Mm-hmm. So there's a natural progression as you move up in the things of God through Holy Spirit's influence in your life. That which is needed stays, that which is not needed will fall off.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about it. Say crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
That come with crazy people.
That come with crazy people.
You follow me? You follow me? So he says here, but he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So when you're praying in the spirit, who are you speaking to?
To God. God.
Not to who?
Man.
See that? Okay. So the spirit comes to communicate the will of God for you. That which you could not communicate for yourself.
No.
Not that you were stupid. It says not that I was stupid.
Not that I was stupid.
You just didn't know.
Just didn't know.
You can't communicate what you don't know. Do you follow me? And what you have to really deal with, because my problem was trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of opening myself up to receive, I'm trying to figure out mechanically how to do this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you have to, and what happens is now you're depending upon the arm of the flesh to understand that which is spiritual.
That's right.
The two are at odds against one another. You have to accept by faith. Which means it bypasses your intellectual capacity. Uh-huh. Because intellectual, you're trying to understand something that the Holy Spirit says, just receive. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I didn't know how. Do you follow me? Didn't know how. All right. So he says here, I'm going to read to you now in the Amplified. Verse 2 says, but one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Keep your Bible on 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And go with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We're coming back to 1 Corinthians. I have forgot about you now. Y'all got some homework, right?
Yes.
That's what I love to be this show.
Don't you forget.
Oh, don't do that.
The teacher never forgets.
Listen.
Let's Holy Spirit change up on me. You know, let the Lord change up.
Do it left, Lord.
Romans 8. Yeah, Romans chapter 8. Okay, verse number 26. Romans 8, verse number 26.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one right there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know how to get into Romans 8. See, you hear, but you're not here. Okay. I can't be wasting your time. I want you. Help him out, Josh. Take him to Romans 8. Help little brother out. He'll be further along. Hallelujah. This is for him as much as it is for you. Romans chapter 8, verse number 26. See, the little brother want to be like big brother. You follow that for us, right?
Yep, all day.
Says verse 26, and I'm reading again out of the King James Version, and we'll flip to the Amplified. But it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Ought is another word for should. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be what?
Uttered.
Now, what is intercession? Intercession is prayer for others. Okay. So, Holy Spirit is praying for who?
Me, as I pray for others.
He's interceding for
me.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's not praying for himself. Mm-hmm. He's praying for what? Others. All right. If you go to John chapter 15 and chapter 14, Jesus says, Holy Spirit will not speak of himself.
But speak of his Father.
Mm-hmm. But he will reveal to you the things that Christ has said.
Yes. Amen.
Then he says, and he will expose you to Christ. Do you follow me?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then it calls him the Spirit of Truth. When you really exegete that properly, that means the Spirit of for real. That word means for real. Truth means for real. That which is real. Do you follow me? So Holy Spirit comes to expose you to the one who at one time walked the earth just like you, but gives you an understanding of what he taught him. Do you follow that? Because even Jesus had to have that which is written about him revealed to him. Bible says Jesus was very smart. At age 12, they said, how can a 12-year-old ask the questions that he asks? And he reveals the things that he reveals. He's 12. How old are you, Archelaus?
13.
Mm-hmm. 1 year younger than Archelaus, he had already read the scriptures. Holy Spirit was moving on him even then. But when he received the Holy Spirit, power was released and the miracles came.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? In essence, what was written about him in the scriptures that he could not walk into in the flesh, the Holy Spirit empowered him now to walk out what had already been written about him. So the Holy Spirit now gave him the ability to do what the Old Testament said he would.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit in you is going to reveal to you what the Father has said about you in a book that's written in heaven and sitting on the files of the libraries of time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book of Vernon. There's a book of Rita. There's a book of Macari. There's a book of Mimi or Midland. There's a book of Katrina. There's a book of Joshua. There's a book of quote unquote Archelaus that is written, and God knows what it says because he wrote it. He knows what it was going to produce because he doesn't say anything nor write anything that he does not bring to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So what he does is he sends his Spirit for you to embrace. So now that which was written will be manifested in the real time.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Amen.
So what has been written about you now, because the Holy Spirit is resident in you and you're developing a relationship with him, that which was written before the foundation of all things shall now be a word that will be released in the natural realm. Amen. Remember, Jesus was a word before he became a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the beginning
was
the word. Yes. I like
that.
He was a word. Oh. Yeah, Vernon. It can be written, but you got to go. Help him out, work. You gotta meet him halfway.
You gotta give him a willing heart. You follow? And just like any athlete has to be willing to follow a coach.
That's right.
Okay? So you come with a package of gifts. Uh-huh. So you came with a package of gifts.
Came with a package
of
gifts.
When you came out of mommy's womb as a result of daddy's seed being in you for nine months, mm-hmm. in that seed produced a physical entity that brought forth gifts into the earth, mm-hmm. spiritual, physical, intellectual, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sensory gifts. And that was released into the earth realm to function and to do what God had intended you to do in the earth. But he gave his spirit to complete you, because you walking in the earth without Holy Spirit's influence, you're incomplete in your capacity to fulfill all God has called you to do. Mm-hmm. You got the gift, but you don't know how to use it.
Mm.
Okay. You've got the skills, but you're applying it to the wrong career.
Okay.
Do you follow me?
Uh-huh.
See that? See, you can have the gifts, you can have the talents, but not the direction.
Ouch, man.
And when Holy Spirit comes, he brings all of that together, huh? And gives you, glory to God, God's will for you. So just like Jesus, who walked out the will of God for himself in the earth, mm-hmm. you will walk out the will of God, hallelujah, by the Holy Spirit in the earth and in the season that he's placed you on the planet. Am I making sense?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Finish writing your notes, just say amen.
Amen.
And I'll continue on. So he says in verse 26, I'm reading chapter 8 again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Who does the Spirit make intercession for?
Us. Saints.
And who are saints?
We are.
Us's.
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 Us. Or we. You follow me?
Us.
And what does he pray?
The will of God.
For who?
For us people.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're saying.
I'm the same.
But I made it more personal. Mm-hmm. So when you're praying in your prayer language, they call it tongues.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I say language. Think yeah. of that strange. Every country has a
language.
A means of communication. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're the only specimen.
Why is it necessary to communicate, to convey ideas,
yes. mm-hmm.
instructions, desires?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you're born in Italy, you speak Spanish.
Italian.
Or Italian.
Yeah.
Okay. Italian. Okay? Mm-hmm. If you're in Haiti, you speak some form of French. They call it French Creole.
Mm-hmm.
In America, you speak
English.
English.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Certain countries you speak multiple languages, but the issue is they're all the means of communicating an idea, a desire, an intention.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? It's necessary that we communicate.
Necessary, yep.
Okay. Because without communication, without writing, we can't do anything together that will be meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So just like there's communication in the earth, heaven has a language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when you're praying in the Spirit, he tells you right there, you can't pray any better.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you prayed the perfect will. It said that, not me.
Yep.
Do you follow me? So God is giving you access to a tool that's Morse code to the enemy because he hates when you pray in the Spirit because he doesn't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But he does understand this, that you're communicating to God and that Spirit, your Spirit and God's Spirit, they're communicating truths that he doesn't want you all to reveal.
That's right.
When I say he, I'm talking about the satanic realm.
He's a Karen.
Do you follow that?
Oh my God.
So he wrestles against people, tries to make them, make it particularly hard for them to pray in their prayer language.
Yes.
He wrestled with me for years. Mm-hmm. Because in the natural, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I can't understand what I'm saying. Do you follow that?
Yep.
But as you continue to read, he says, not only pray that you pray in tongues, and not that you prophesy, but that you interpret.
Yes.
Say stages. Say dimensions.
And levels.
Huh? So you have to aspire. Say aspire to more.
Aspire to more.
And as you aspire to more, he will begin to reveal more.
Amen.
Yes, Richard. Okay. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
So in essence, you can go as high as you want, or you can stay as low as you want in God. But ain't nobody in this room want to be mediocre.
I don't want to be mediocre.
Want to go higher and what? Higher.
Higher.
Higher heights and deeper in God. Do you follow that?
I'm
making sense to GP.
Yeah.
New breed.
We got it.
New breed.
I am. Pastor, we are new breed. Yes. Amen.
New
continue.
Breed. Okay. New breed.
Yes. Thank you.
NB.
Okay.
Good
balance.
New breed. That's a new sneaker.
New breed.
New breed. Verse 27. We'll read that one more time. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he makes or maketh, which is continual, ETH means continually, maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things. Why do we know that all things work together? Because the Holy Spirit has prayed the will of God for you.
Amen.
You see how it's connecting now? See, sometimes they have taken that scripture and read it out of context. There's a connection. You follow me? Why do all things work together for my good? Because the Holy Spirit has revealed the will of God for you as you have released the Holy Spirit to pray through you.
Yeah, through me.
Mm-hmm. You see that?
Amen.
I like it.
See that?
Yes, sir.
So he says in verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them. Say to them.
To them.
That love God. To them who are what?
Called.
According to whose purpose?
His purpose.
Check this out. Verse 29. For whom he did what?
Foreknew.
What does foreknow mean?
He knew you before.
Before you showed up, before you had a body, God knew you.
That's right.
I was a thought.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Before he showed up, God knew what he would be. He just needed a body. See, a body.
Just need a body.
So mommy and daddy was simply the mechanism by which God used to construct me.
Oh, come on now.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Uh-huh.
I love the word, y'all. It's so good. For whom he did foreknow, he also
predestined.
What's a destination? Or destinate?
An end.
Mm-hmm. So you were
predestined for it.
So your destination or your outcome was predetermined. Which means, Josh, you got everything you need.
Yeah.
You got to stay focused.
Come on here.
Which means Mimi has everything she needs. She just has to stay focused. Which means Reggie has everything he needs, but he has to stay focused.
Amen.
Passionate. Huh? for your own personal what? Growth and development in him. And the enemy comes to distract you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how does he distract you? By your five senses.
Yeah.
Wandering with the eyes, listening to everything, talking about things that don't matter. That's what God says, I'm going to judge your every idle word. Say idle. What does idle mean?
Idle.
It means
of no importance.
It has no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you threw out there. And then he's going to judge you for being quiet because you haven't been called to be quiet. Sometimes that comes from your birthing and the what? Say what? Your birthing and what you came out of through your parents.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit comes, do you know I used to be quiet?
No.
You did.
I had a friend, Elvin Rembert. There was a young lady that went to high school with me. And Elvin ran over to him. Elvin ran over and said, tell me about Reggie. What was he like? What was he like? Please tell me what he said. I bet he was loud. She says, very reserved.
Daniel says that also.
Says he was very reserved.
Was.
When he was asked to speak, he spoke. But if you didn't know him and he was on a bus or something, you wouldn't know Reggie was even there.
True.
When I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, the real Reggie came out. Able to talk to anybody. My wife just said, you talk to anybody. That wasn't always me. She has a confidence that came out. Because the Holy Spirit brought life to that which was dormant. There was a part of me that was dormant. It wasn't activated because of what I came out of.
That's good.
So when he came, he activated those dead things that was operating on the inside of me. And that which was needed for God to do what he wanted to do. Because I told people I wasn't preaching for nobody.
Oh, you snap.
Just like that.
Now, I hear what y'all saying, but I'm going to be an engineer architect. I ain't doing nothing. I give my money and do that stuff right here. But this, Holy Spirit comes and he jacks you up. He jacks you up. That which was dead, he brings alive. Ask your Uncle Rodney. Now, Reggie went loud. Wasn't active. Holy Spirit comes. He brings light to that which God has placed on the inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. For whom he did foreknow, verse 29, he also did predestinate to be what? Conformed. You know what conformed means, Achilles?
It
means to be shaped. That's almost it. Because conform and transform, they're almost alike. But a conformation is bringing you to an expressed image.
Shaped.
There's a desire. There's a shape that I want.
That's good.
And see, the enemy wants to shape you. Actually, he wants to malform you. Malform means to deform. It's like deformation, deformation. You follow me? God doesn't want you mal or deformed. He wants you conformed to be what he desires. The enemy comes to shift you and make you opposite of what God wants for you.
That's good. That's good.
If you've been in a situation, say, Pastor, has been in some situations. I've seen some people, when they get high, they're loud and they get numb. When they're high. In essence, the loud got quiet and the quiet got loud. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, or when they get inebriated, that part of them that was dead comes alive. You follow what I'm saying? Quiet kids, now they can talk about everything. Because the inhibitions have been what? Released. You follow me? Holy Spirit takes those things that are not like the Father and boom, boom. Those things that God placed in you and boom, he gives them life. That which is not like the Father, he allows it to die. You follow me, saints? So it says, Moreover, verse 30, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. So I've been called.
I've been called.
Mm-hmm. Whom he called, he also what?
Justifies.
Justified means you're no longer guilty.
Amen.
He also justified. No longer guilty.
No longer guilty.
There's no crime.
No crime on my head. Come on now.
Say glory.
Glory.
And whom he justified, them he also what?
Declared free. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lifted them up to a high prominent place and gave them standing.
Amen.
Do you follow that, saints?
Mm-hmm.
Say, that's me.
That's me.
That's what Holy Spirit does. See, that's what Holy Spirit does. Now I'm going to read for you out of the Amplified, because I like how it reads. The Amplified says in verse 26, so too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness, for we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit. God.
God.
Right. Put that in your lap where you see he put God.
He God.
Mm-hmm. And he, or God, who searches the hearts of men, knows what's in the mind of the Holy Spirit. What his intent is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Spirit intercedes and pleads before God in behalf of the saints according to and in harmony with God's will. Verse 28, we are assured and know that God being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good too and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose. For those, verse 29, whom he foreknew or whom he was aware of and loved beforehand, he also destined from the beginning for ordaining them to be molded into the image of his son and share inwardly his likeness that he might become the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he thus foreordained, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them in right standing with himself. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity and condition or state of being. Mm. My God, I can dance all over the floor with that one.
That's good. Amen.
Who are you?
Justified.
You sitting there with a bucket at yourself talking about I'm not nothing. All this stuff. Say, don't go by all that.
Don't go by all that.
Go by what is written.
Go by what is written.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14. Did you get something out of that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's sweet reading right there, boy. Say desire.
Desire.
Eagerly pursue.
Eagerly pursue.
Spiritual gifts.
Spiritual gifts.
That's the word of God. Say pursue it.
Pursue it.
Run after. Don't let anything get in your way.
Make time to study and to read and to pray.
Ask God. Say, Father.
Father.
Huh? I want a deeper understanding of the Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with the Spirit. Say filled.
Filled.
Which means you just overflow. It's like you pour water from the faucet into a glass.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when it gets full?
Overflowing.
Just keep what?
Overflowing.
That's how God wants you. Overflowing. Like a fountain. Everybody you walk by, you water.
Come on now. Amen.
You just water. And what is water? It's a type of refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people who are parched, life has made them thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry, man, and they can't find that which they desire.
It's poetic.
And you walk by and you water that dry spot in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what God sent you to do, to be overabundant. That's what Jesus said. What?
Mm-hmm.
I desire that you have life and that life, more not some, but more, what? Abundantly. Notice abundant already means more.
Right.
But he's just more abundantly.
More.
More. So God doesn't ever want you to be deficient. Say deficiencies. Are not part of the kingdom. God desires that you might be fully loaded. Say fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
Never insufficient. Glory to God. So let's go to verse number 2 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And I'm going to read, because I'm trying to build something up. Say build something up.
Build something up.
Setting a foundation by which you can lay this word. It says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how being in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to what? Edification and exhortation and comfort. Edification, the Greek word for edification, means to strengthen, to make more effective. You follow me? Say strengthen.
Strengthen.
Means to make your support. Say a support.
A support.
To edify is to strengthen, to build up, to support. This Bible got all my old notes in it.
Shabba.
I can go back and tap into the old so I can bring y'all into the new.
Oikedomeo.
Like the okedoke. Means to construct or to again somebody this.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you pronounce that word?
Oikedome.
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 That's Greek?
Yep.
Yeah. Anything that's exhortation.
Paraclesis.
What's that sound like?
Paradox?
Okay.
Holy Spirit, right?
Oh, okay.
And he that, huh?
Then know where you're going.
Paracletos.
Paracletos.
Oh.
Paraclesis.
That's what exhortation means. To call alongside or to help. You follow me there?
What's paraclesis? To walk alongside? Okay.
Yep. That's the Greek word for the Holy Spirit, paracletos. And he says, why does he want us to prophesy? Because a prophesying person will always build one up. Yes, Brandon.
He wants us to prophesy because you're praying for the church.
That's exactly right. So there is the first component to keep you built up, okay? To keep you engaged with God, all right? So that's personal maturation and development. So you don't get too cocky. You don't get too full of yourself. He keeps us what?
Tempered.
Balanced, humble. Remember what God says. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he will do what?
He will exalt you.
What?
In due season.
So he teaches you not to get all caught up on your abilities, but to be confidently reliant upon his. You see what I'm saying? It's not that you diminish yourself, but you understand how you fit in the scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
That I am not sent here to be a big time player, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Big time profiteer, big time preacher, all this other stuff. No, I'm simply here to display an image that God wants me to convey in my own construct. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing, see, I'm walking in my lane.
Walking in my lane.
Walking in my lane.
Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to walk in Vernon's lane. I'm not trying to walk in Josh's lane. I'm not trying to walk in Katrina's lane. I'm not trying to walk in Rita's lane. I have a lane.
I have a lane.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that one.
Mm-hmm. I have a lane. So when we were running track, Vernon, if we were running at 200 and I'm in lane 4 and I slip over to lane 5,
that's a violation.
Disqualified.
Because
I'm in the wrong
lane.
Get out.
Stay in my lane. Amen. If I stay in my lane, say stay in my lane.
Stay in my lane.
Glory to God.
Stay in your lane.
Everything's going to be all right. You fine.
It's gonna be
hard. Play my part.
Play my part.
You don't come in on play trying to play everybody's part.
Alright.
Wait a minute, hold up. That's my part. You trying to play my part. Get him out of here.
Right.
You're doing the most. Time to go.
You're doing the most.
So God has called us to a lane, to a place. Be confident in that.
Mm-hmm.
And just walk it. Say walk it out.
Walk it out.
That's what God wants. Confidence in him and confidence in what you've been called to do. And he'll begin to manifest that which he's desired for you from the foundation of the age to manifest. You follow me, saints?
Yes, sir.
So it said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth him what?
Self.
Now before, prophesying brings edification, exhortation, and comfort. Eli, when he spoke, he comforted you with some things, didn't he? He gave you some things, some ideas. Not ideas. He was revealing to you the will of God for you. So now you've got something that needs to be constructed and built. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Because you see your future.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're working towards that.
Yeah.
So he's giving you the construction details or the plans. Or should I say this? He's giving you a view of what you're going to become before you get there.
Yeah. Highlight.
It's a preview before the real thing shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now you have something to what? To build on.
Yep.
To allow him to prepare you. Say, prepare me.
Prepare me.
Uh-huh. For that place that he's taking me to.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now I have something I can pray into. And I have something to prepare myself for.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust the Holy Spirit to lead me and not get, depressed because it doesn't appear to be moving as fast as I want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we typically want it before the process
gets there. Yeah.
I know I do.
All day, sir.
Can I have it now? I want to run the process. Lord, can I skip some steps? Mm-hmm. No, dog.
A couple, Lord.
Do you follow me?
No practice.
So it teaches us to say, not to get ahead, not get too far ahead. Because if I get too far ahead, I get what?
Gross.
I get anxiety. I begin to develop anxiety because now when I get too far ahead, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what step to make. Follow me? Now I'm anxious.
Slow down.
The Father says, you're ahead of me. Come on back.
Stay in me.
Say, stay in me.
Stay in me.
Quit going ahead. And then don't get too far behind. When you keep saying, come on up. Because if you're too far behind, guess what? You get picked off.
Ooh.
Do you see me?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be in real time with God. Say real time.
In real time.
Uh-huh. I want to be in real time with the Father.
That's good.
I don't want to be lagging, and I don't want to be too far ahead. Because either way, I can get picked off.
Yeah.
Do you follow that?
Ooh, real time.
I don't want to go ahead of His glory. I don't want to walk behind it.
That's
I don't
good.
Want to be in the mix. I want to be in the middle of where He is.
In the middle.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Say in the middle.
In the middle of glory, God.
In the center. In the sweet spot with the Father.
Sweet spot. Target.
Mm-hmm. So that is your highest goal, to be in a place where you can receive from the Father things that will edify, exhort, and comfort your brothers and your sisters.
Amen.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's constantly being in a state of intercession for others. In essence, the state of intercession is simply have our heart always open to hear what God is saying.
Amen.
It's not about to work at being an intercessor. I simply say what he's saying.
Yes, amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You follow that?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're working through. Say working through.
Working through, amen.
Say preparation.
Preparation.
I'm going to give you a word of advice, Joshua. On Thursday, say Thursday.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Prepare your work so you can be here Thursday. Do your homework ahead of time. Because when you make room for the Father, he makes room for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? Mm-hmm. What does he do? He teaches you how to manage your time.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you write schedules?
To manage your time.
To what?
To manage your time and your days.
That's exactly right. A schedule manages your what?
Time.
So you control your time by giving your time assignments.
That's right.
Oh. I give my time assignments.
You control your time by giving your time assignments. Your assignments also determine where you're wasting time.
Because
time is all you have. And a lot of times you wasted more time than you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know you can be wasting time and be busy?
Yeah, there is a such thing as busy. Idle
because
busy.
It's not focused time.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing something.
Come on here.
Do you follow that? Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit will teach you how to manage your time.
That's right.
Big so facts. You can have time for the Father.
Big facts, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he will do that for you if you listen.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that? Because
mm-hmm.
see, the enemy always tries, it always tries, to take you from your place of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out of peace when you're outside of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doing things, when I say outside of God, doing things that are maybe good, but they're not right. See, I think my wife can tell me to wash the dishes, but I don't follow the call. It's a good thing. That's not what she has me for. Wash the dishes. Because that's what she wants me for. It's a good thing to follow the call. But that's not what she asked me to do. You follow me? God might ask you to do this, but you're doing that. It says that's good, but that's not right. Because the blessing is going to come from what I told you to do, not what you did because you thought it was right.
That's good.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
Making sense? Because when God asks you to do something, there's usually a reward attached to it. Follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Obedience has a reward.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Amen.
I'll finish up verse number 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, what edifieth? Or what? Builds himself? Strengthens himself? Say, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
They say, but he's adding to. Say, adding to.
He's adding to.
No, it's making you more productive. Say, more productive.
More productive.
He says, but he that prophesieth edifies the
church.
Is a church a building?
No, it's a people.
You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So say there's good.
There's good.
And then there's a greater good.
There's a greater good.
It's good that you're what? Edified, built up, strengthened. But you're built up and strengthened to be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
So God strengthens you so you can pour out into others.
Amen.
Then you come back and get refueled and what? So you can pour
out
more.
Again.
And you recognize where the filling station is, and the filling station is in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
The filling station is in his presence. People say, well, man, how do you get into the presence of God? Get into the Word. And let the Word lead you. Because it'll take you where it wants to go. Why?
That's right.
Because the Holy Spirit has got you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And say, if I feel like singing, say sing.
Sing.
Mm-hmm. Go cut on your music and lay down. Say lay down.
Lay down.
Let the Holy Spirit begin in us. They just minister to you.
Yeah.
You know, some people can't handle being in silence.
Yeah. They have withdrawals.
They got to have something going on. Got to have some music playing.
Uh-huh.
Got to have a TV on. Some people, you cut the things off, and they get scared because they're not accustomed to silence.
Yeah. Yep.
Or if they cut everything off, they don't like the voices that are speaking to them.
Yeah, that's a deep one right there.
Okay? They don't know how to combat the voices. So people like to be in noise so they can try to drown out those voices. Do you follow me?
Practice, yeah.
And that's why you need the words. They need the words.
That's why you need the words.
To speak to those voices. Right. To block those voices out. Yes. Do you follow me?
That's real stuff right
so
there.
To put in something.
To put in something.
That's going
to
combat that stuff.
It's going to combat that stuff.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir. Say it.
Because thoughts drive people, man. Your thoughts can kill you if they're out of control. They're out of control. You don't know how to drive them. Right. Get into the Word, and the Word will quiet
them voices.
Those outside voices that are trying to tear us down.
Tear us down.
God, thank you.
Amen.
That's good.
Pastor. Yes, ma'am.
I hope he does not mind, but Vernon was just asking a question about the music.
Yes.
So he was saying that he listens to the Christian jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's fine and it has its place. But I would recommend, I think you would agree, to listen to worship music. And another good thing would be listen to the music that we play on Sundays, Thursdays or what have you. Mostly on Sundays and
now, I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. What I do for me, when I'm reading Christian jazz, which is instrumental, I don't have to deal with the words. Mm-hmm. I can focus on the reading. Mm-hmm. When I'm not reading and I'm in a place of quiet, I let the praise and worship music minister to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's even some praise and worship music I don't listen to because some of it is just
music.
Not.
Yeah. It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't feel anything. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody's trying to out-sing somebody.
Mm-hmm. Contest.
I listen to that which brings peace to my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm always listening to people who are, there's one area that I think God is trying to raise worship music up to. It's music where they're always asking God to do something from them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next level of praise and worship is, Father, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a progression. We're in a place where babies ask daddy to do. Adults are asking daddy, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's nothing wrong. It's just progression.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you stay a baby too long, you can't grow up.
Sorry.
And if you are a baby for too many years, you begin to say there's a deformity there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not seeing the development necessary. You should be moving up higher.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a level of worship that's coming that's going to be me to God saying, Father, I want more of you. Not mm-hmm. what you can do for me, but what can I do for you now?
Mm-hmm.
How can
mm-hmm.
I honor you with my life?
Yeah.
That's what the next wave of worship music is going. Mm-hmm. But I always listen to worship to build me up in my spirit.
Yeah.
So I love gospel jazz because I know the source.
Yeah.
The heart of that person,
mm-hmm.
his spirit is in the music.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I stopped listening to Miles Davis because years ago, I used to listen to Miles. Miles Davis was always on drugs. He was always drunk.
Yeah.
His spirit was releasing something different than what I needed.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, see, it's the source of the music.
It's the source of the music.
Because the spirit behind it, man, can activate something and
yeah.
you don't want to be activated.
That's right.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for stuff that's going to say edify.
Comfort.
Build me up. If I stay within those three parameters, I'm going to be cool.
It'll be cool. Mm-hmm. High school. Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit sometimes will tell you, play that again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you let that resonate in your spirit? Or he says, take that off over here.
Mm-hmm.
He'll lead you. Uh-huh. But that's what I do.
That's right.
I'm always looking for a word. gospel jazz, soothing when I can read. Because I can't read and focus when I got other words coming in, even though they may be God's words, you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get this.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
You follow that?
Yep, yep, yep.
So there's always a methodology.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get enough of it, say enough.
Enough.
You start singing it yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes in the shower, words will come out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm making up my own music. I'll be like, man, you're right. This in a mirror.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need to do that. It's like, woo, this is, it's rhyming. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's tying up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the spirit will begin to speak melodies to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, man. Next thing you know, I mean, I be honest with y'all. I was almost late because I had my clothes on. And I had just got caught up in this praise and worship session in the bathroom. And when I finish, I'm like, oh, Lord.
Yep, yep. It'd be like that.
I'm running because I got caught up with him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Caught up. Mm.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's all an act and a move of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's all an act and a move of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So I want you all to continue on 14. I want y'all, some of y'all, and it's almost 9 o'clock, but... who got the five scriptures? All right, Brenda, I'm going to let you go first. Like Harry said.
I raise a
high lady. She's real low key. I hear you
say it's only your best.
I like that. Did you all get this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to start from the bottom and then work my way up.
Okay, Vernon.
The first one.
Wow.
That's like my wife. My wife, she'll read the content, then she'll go to the back of the book and work this way.
She wants the end of the story.
She
wants the end of the story. I ain't
mad.
Yep.
She's like, give me chapter 1 and chapter 31. And
she's like, what a plot twist that.
Okay, Vernon, go ahead with the first one, and we're going to track with you, okay?
2 Corinthians 5 and 5.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 5. Okay. Now he that hath brought us... No, go ahead, Vernon, I'm sorry.
He who has prepared us for this very thing is God. He who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
Wow.
Yes, that's good.
That's good. That's it, bro.
Yeah.
Now, the King James reads this way. Now, he that hath wrought us for the self-same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. And when you see the Spirit capitalized, you know he's talking about Holy Spirit. So you're right on the money. Uh-huh.
Good.
Say earnest.
Earnest.
The earnest of the Spirit. When you got saved, you got what? The earnest. If you look that up, that's a real estate term. It's also a term of economics. Mm-hmm. Earnest means down payment.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you got it all. You just got it.
Uh-oh. So a couple of the times.
You got a down payment. Mm-hmm. Say, more to come.
More to come.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So when you receive Jesus, you got the earnest of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The fullness comes when you begin to what? Speak in other tongues.
Mm.
That's an overflow. Say an overflow. Because now, guess what? You just moved into another realm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that? Mm-hmm. Now you're able to walk and navigate in a greater range.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because now you filled yourself. And then he says, continue, be ye what?
Filled.
E-D. E-D is what?
Continue.
On the back of a word, what? Continuous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
E-D, be filled continuously, because that means you can empty
out.
Mm-hmm.
The B is continuous. Yeah, be filled.
So you need to come back to the well. Say to the well.
The well.
And let the Spirit fill you up.
Yeah.
You follow that? So that's legitimate. That's legitimate. We just found out that is accurate. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Vernon has 2 Corinthians. I'm going to start from the bottom. Since Vernon started with 5. 5 is the number of grace. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, right?
Verse 5.
I like those numbers.
Grace, grace. Grace, grace.
Grace, grace. Okay, girl. What was four?
Number four, First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6.
First Thessalonians?
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
First Thessalonians what?
Chapter 1, verse 6.
1, 6?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
It was the mother-daughter tag.
Oh, we said the same thing. 6.
Mm-hmm. First Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verse number 6. Read that for us, Randy.
And you become imitators of us and of the Lord, for you receive the word and much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, that's good.
Good right there. That's good right there,
that's
my
really
dog.
Good. Okay, let's go there. I got it right here.
Okay, first off.
See, I already said it highlighted.
You need help.
I mean, King James Version says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, mm-hmm, with joy of the Holy Ghost. And the Amplifier reads, and you set yourselves to become imitators of us, and through us of the Lord himself. Mm-hmm. For you welcomed our message in spite of much persecution, mm-hmm, with joy inspired by the Holy Ghost.
Attributes.
Ain't that good? So you endure much persecution. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get persecuted because people look at you crazy. Friends start turning their back on you. Oh, people you thought, mm-hmm, were your friends. Mm-hmm. Huh. Mm-hmm. People start talking about you like you're crazy. Oh, you one of them now, huh?
Bible.
Okay. Are we ain't good enough for you now?
No, no, you're not.
You used to mess me up. I said, what?
I thought I made that clear.
But that spirit in them is through what? It's exposed. Because the Holy Spirit exposes that which is what? Not like the Father.
Not like the Father. Mm.
And he does expose them for condemnation. He exposes them for self-examination.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because if you're in Christ, you're always a what? Examine yourself. What the scripture says, examine yourself to see if you be in the
faith.
Do you find it? So you walk circumspectly. When I say circumspectly, let's get the word what? Circumference.
That's a good word.
Right? Circumference is what?
Distance around a circle.
Distance around. So when he says walk circumspectly, he said examine yourself. Look at all areas of you.
Ooh, say that.
Do a 360 view of yourself. Mm-hmm. Look at all the spots.
Ouch. Mm.
Check everything. Say check everything.
Check everything.
Because a lot of people don't want to look at certain things because it triggers them.
Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that about myself. I don't even want to touch it. And the Father says, I do. Because if I don't deal with that, he will. And he doesn't do it for your benefit. He does it to your detriment.
Right.
Do you follow me? So God says, don't give him any area of what to play in. Okay? Good. What's number three?
Psalms 143, verse 10.
Mm-hmm. 143, verse 10. Okay. We've already got some goodness. Brandon, we're going to end with you. I'm going to let y'all slide.
Yes.
I stay ready.
I heard her say yes. Ready. Who's that? Mimi. I know.
You're like, bring it home, man.
133, verse number 5. Is that it, Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see that.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. Lead me on level ground.
That's good. That's an attribute. Teach. He's a teacher.
143:10.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Katrina. You said 143:10. Teach me to do thy will.
Guide, teach.
For thou art my God.
Guide, lead, teach.
My spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Verse 10 says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me into a level country and into the land of uprightness. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good. Give me two.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2.
to the book.
Romans 8.
Hold on, let me make sure that's not last Sundays. All right, you good. I thought that was last Thursdays, but you got off. I'm just confirming. I ain't in touch real Wednesday second. Hey, Cliff.
I gotta find another one now.
I'm like...
You can't help but get locked part of the Holy Spirit when you're in the book of Romans.
For real, though.
Romans 8. I love that whole chapter of Romans 8. That used to be a place I used to do my swimming in. That's my meditation zone. All right, Romans chapter 8. Go ahead and read that for me, Brian.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
Good.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Good. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh.
This is not a competition.
Flesh. What did we say the flesh was, Josh?
Oh, that's good. He said carnal.
Uh-huh.
He said carnal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good.
And what we say carnal was?
Oh, five senses outside of the influence of Holy Spirit.
There you go, man. That's it. That's operating your five senses without influence of who?
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Which means you're blind, right?
Jesus Christ.
Because now you're walking after the one flesh. You can't see the spiritual activities. What's messing you up? Mm-hmm. Says, for now, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the what?
Law of
sin.
Sin
and death. Death.
Take your chains
off. Holy Spirit don't set me free.
Holy Spirit don't set me free.
Okay. What's your final one, Vernon?
Revelations 1.
Uh-oh, he went to the good book.
Revelations what?
Revelations what?
1. Chapter 1.
One. Look, he read last week's notes because you prefaced. That's good. That's good. You know what he did? He read his notes from last Thursday. Because you said all these attributes are present in Revelation. That's what's up, bro. No, that's a student, man. I'll rock with you.
All right, let's read. That's Revelation 1.
1-1.
And 1? Let me see. Okay, let me see what you got here. Read that. Let me see.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angels to his servant John.
How do you get the Holy Spirit out of that?
By him sending his angel to John. Well, before the angel came, he was putting them up on game as far as what needs to take place.
Okay. That's an angel, not Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read this in the Amplified for you. It says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, his unveiling of the divine revelation or the divine mysteries. God gave it to him to disclose and make known to his bondservants certain things which must surely and speedily come to pass in their entirety. And he sent and communicated it through his angel, and angel means messenger, okay? Angelos, to his bondservant John. So say we as Christ.
We as Christ.
As Christians, we are bondservants.
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So when the Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit, you will mention him distinctly. And the only other way that he speaks of the Holy Spirit is in symbolic language. The wind represents Holy Spirit in certain passages, okay? Fire represents Holy Spirit in certain passages. Do you follow me? Water represents Holy Spirit in certain passages. Streams.
Rivers.
Rain. Rain on me. Rain on me. Rain on me.
Shower day.
Rain on me. I forget the other song. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I forget the name. But rain represents Holy Spirit. So this right here, Vernon, is actually talking about angels. angelos in the Greek, who are messengers that bring a message to us from God or to support us in an endeavor that will make us strong. I'm going to show you, go down, same chapter, chapter 1. Verse number, is that 4? Now I want to go with that one. That one right there, that's what I believe. Some people think that's differently. Vernon, go down to...
Verse 10?
Yes.
I was in the spirit. On the
that's it. Go ahead. Read that. You got that, Vernon? Revelations 1, 2.
1, 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2?
Chapter 1, verse 10.
Oh, gotcha.
10. Did I say 2?
You did.
Yeah. It's all right, Pop.
Y'all, y'all. I might be coming out of glory. Oh.
He better. Oh, sorry.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
That spirit is talking about the Holy Spirit. Spirit, he was saying. The Amplifier reads, I was in the spirit, wrapped in his power on the Lord's day. And I heard behind me a great voice, like the calling of a war trumpet. So that's another example. Holy Spirit.
He's a sound.
Mm-hmm. Wind. Wind is another example of Holy Spirit's presence. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. That's a good one. That's a good analogy. That's actually very good.
But for that one,
that's in the wind going where it listed.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about the spirit. Yeah, but even the scripture said, and by this he was referencing the spirit.
Ooh.
So the Holy Spirit. Yes, Rachel.
So verse 10 in Amplified, it says, I was in the spirit in special communication with the Holy Spirit. That's good. So it emphasizes.
What version are you reading?
Amplified.
Do we all need to amplify?
That is a great question, actually.
There's two
versions.
That's a good Bible to have. Because there's the Amplified, and then there's the Amplified Classic.
Required books for class.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
I got so many of them, y'all. I got the King James Version.
So
I got the NLT, NET9. National Living Translation, New Living
New
Translation. I used to have the NIV.
I'm upgrading.
You're inspired. Pre-walk.
Pre-walk. I like that. Pre-walk. That was a pre-walk Bible. I like that.
It tries to water down. It tries to water down lifestyles that the Bible deals with.
Uh huh.
Your phone does not what regulate.
Mimi has a question.
Yes, Mimi.
All right. For one, you kind of stole mine, so now I have to go back into the books.
That's it.
It's a compliment.
But I'm telling you, it's enough scripture in here that you all can have 5 different verses and you never touch one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I gotta go back. Mm-hmm. And for this one specifically, I know you said a wind, but with the attribute for this one, would it be that he's a sound? Because it ends with the sound of a trumpet. So I'm kind of confused what the attribute is to this scripture specifically.
The sound of a trumpet. It's talking about the voice of God.
Right. So the attribute of him.
The spirit.
The attribute of him is he's a voice.
No, you got to be more specific than that.
But wouldn't it be, it sounds like that he's giving just I'm going to say analogy, but I don't know if that's the right word. Like a description of his, what his voice sounds like.
That's this is what he's communicating to
yes,
you.
Yes, John, by way of his vision. Yes.
And that's another thing that you have to recognize in reading scripture. Like Job, mm-hmm. his friends were talking to him. That's not God talking.
By their interpretation.
That's his friends talking.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
So you have to differentiate between who's communicating.
Context.
What.
There you okay. go. Yep.
So you have to put it in context. You find it. Even Jeremiah says, sounds like a the voice of thunder.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Here's a man listening to something for the first time and trying to articulate for the listener what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? So he's trying to
There's
articulate
not right
as best.
Because context
You know what I mean? What I'm
listen.
Trying to communicate here. You ever?
This is just my, when I read it, I feel like he spoke in metaphors and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, he probably had a lot to do with it. He wanted to sum up a lot of stuff and then you figure it out. Like a verse.
Just like that.
Yeah.
It means one, he can say, and it means a lot. You might get it interpreted a different way
mm-hmm.
than I do, but we still meet it.
We'll come to
that's
the
right.
Location.
It's a convergence. Yes. That's right.
Because see, we can look at a landscape, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon sees something that I don't see.
That's right.
It's not that any viewpoint is different. It's just describing the reality of what's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You follow me? And certain things, what?
You
catch your attention of me. Catch the attention of him.
By way of John's
but it doesn't change the fact that they're both true.
Was taken up
you follow me? We're seeing the same visual picture,
it's his
same visual image,
so
but we got different things from it. And what he says will bless me, and what I say will bless him, because two convergent ideas speaking about the same thing, and the truth is there.
So it's still a qualifier.
You follow me? So God takes what?
It's not an attribute listed.
Takes men and women, and they speak about
Don't
him in the context of what they see. And God says, now codify that. I'm going to put it together. It's going to be called a Bible.
Bible. Hmm?
So you look at what? Matthew. Matthew speaks about Jesus as a lion.
Right.
Hmm? King. Lion represents king.
He's fierce.
You follow me? Mm-hmm. Luke, Mark, Matthew, Mark looks at Jesus as what? Servant.
Mm. Matthew, Mark.
John looks at him as a man. Huh? John looks at it, shows him what? The human side of Jesus.
Come on,
All right. Mm-hmm. Mark's talking about him as a suffering servant, an ox.
Mm-hmm.
An ox has been sent to what? Do nothing but serve. He plows all day long. Whatever you tell him to do, he's. Yes, babe.
I did not. I'm not trying to go way far off, but is the four gospels symbolic of the four creatures in heaven?
Yes.
And oh my God, I just know.
Yes. Which reflects what? The four characters of Christ.
Whoa. It did not click until now.
The angels are about the king of the throne. What are their faces? Ox.
Lion. Eagle.
That of a man and eagle. Who's
yep.
that represent? Jesus.
Jesus, man. Eagle, ox,
that's good.
Remember,
lion.
Isaiah chapter 40 says this, lo,
in the volume that is written of me.
Jesus, shoot. You can see him on every page and every sheet. Okay?
That's dope.
The whole Bible is a revelation of who?
Jesus.
Old Testament is what?
Jesus
concealed. New Testament is Jesus revealed. You follow what I'm saying? Everything points to him. It's history. It's his story.
His story.
The Bible is his story. Okay?
His story.
So when you are. Yes, sir, Curious.
I have a question. If God created the earth, do you think he created the universe?
Yes, he did. The Bible says he did.
Oh.
Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Yeah, the Bible says he did. Mm-hmm. Start reading the book of Psalms. I'm going to let it find it.
Superbook. Come on, dog. He already know.
Do you guys have cable?
And that's YouTube, Pop. It's free.
Do you guys have the Christian mm-hmm. Business Network?
That is, they can go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to YouTube.
You got YouTube? Go to YouTube and take it. And you can just kind of listen to it too. Go to Superbook.
No, Superbook.
It's a great way to teach you the Bible.
Watch it on YouTube.
It really is. It really is.
Oh,
I was looking at some of the, what did I see,
Rachel?
David and Goliath.
Oh, yeah, everything.
It's really good. Adults can learn from it, but that's an excellent way for you to learn about Samson and Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
It's graphic. When I say graphic, it's visually stimulating.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're going to continue the Holy Spirit next Thursday.
It's super like watching Elijah right? and the prophets.
Why is this such an
harder.
Important topic? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
Dang.
We're going to be opening up. I'm going to be talking about Santa Claus. Shut up.
You Santa Claus! Daddy, Santa Claus ain't real. Santa Claus ain't real.
But I'll be hanging out with y'all.
Hey! That's funny.
Y'all be with y'all family, have a good time, man. But Vernon, them, those were excellent. Yeah. Those were absolutely excellent.
Woo-hoo.
And one place where you can find a plethora of knowledge regarding the Holy Spirit is John chapters 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah.
Another one is reading the entire book of Acts, because the book of Acts, or the Acts
of the
Apostles, talks about the birthing of the church.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit actually moving in the ecclesia, or the church, believers in Christ. I read that book one night, the book of Acts, twice in one night. I mean, because that was a book we never really read in my church. But it's such a phenomenal book because it exposes how the Holy Spirit used men to build what we know now as the church. Yes, sweetheart.
Can it also be said, too, that the books of the major prophets talk about Holy Spirit, too, like Isaiah and Jeremiah?
Oh, absolutely.
Ezekiel.
Absolutely. First Kings, Second Kings. Samuel. There was a principle that I got from Samuel. I think it was something. I forget exactly what chapter it is. It's in 1 Samuel. But Samuel keeps getting up because he thinks Eli is calling him. And I was reading this a while ago, and I said, well, why would... I'm like, why would he keep running to Eli? Then it was the Holy Spirit who dropped it in me. He said, because I'm sounding like Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit sounded like Eli because that's what Samuel responds to.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy
voice.
Spirit uses what you're familiar with to get your attention.
That's true. Yep.
Now Eli, who had heard from God in by 40 years, because God was silent on him, he came to him, and the reason he picked it up the third time because the Holy Spirit inspired him. So he comes and he says, Lord, did you cross? He's not in the car, you go back to bed. The Lord calls him, sounds like Eli. He gets up, goes in, shows you this kid's obedience.
Three.
He knows he's hearing something.
Chapter 3. Yeah.
Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 3.
Bible.
The third time he hears the voice of God, he goes to Eli, and Eli goes, boop, he got an epiphany. God's talking to him. He said, when you go back and say, yes, Lord, here am I.
Mm-hmm.
That started
his journey with the Lord.
His revelation. And his relationship with God. We know he heard something, but he couldn't put his finger on it. And when the priest, high Eli was the priest, told him to go to the room and say, yes, Lord, here am I. Because he realized God stopped speaking to him because he wouldn't do what God said.
Mm-hmm.